The Voice in Speech and Song, Chapter 18. No Complicated Reasoning Nor Argument. Right to the Point. Christ seldom attempted to prove that truth is truth. He illustrated truth in all its bearings, and then left his hearers free to accept or reject it, as they might choose. He did not force anyone to believe. In the Sermon on the Mount, he instructed the people in practical godliness, distinctly outlining their duty. He spoke in such a manner as to commend truth to the conscience. The power manifested by the disciples was revealed in the clearness and earnestness with which they expressed the truth. In Christ's teaching, there is no long, far-fetched, complicated reasoning. He comes right to the point. In his ministry, he read every heart as an open book, and from the inexhaustible store of his treasure house, he drew things both new and old to illustrate and enforce his teachings. He touched the heart and awakened the sympathies. The Inquiring Mind. He did not present a great mass of truth to be accepted all at once. He led the inquiring mind from truth to truth, from lesson to lesson, opening up the significance of the Scripture, as they were able to bear it. In every age, the truth appropriate for the time and essential to character and life must be revealed in this manner. Obedience not claimed through argument. Christ came into the world to bring all resistance and authority into subjection to himself, but he did not claim obedience through the strength of argument or the voice of command. He went about doing good and teaching his followers the things which belonged to their peace.